Okay, on the telephone with me today, I have Bill Morris II. He's running for New Hartford Town Supervisor. Bill, I thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me.
Thank you, Peter.
And the following are some questions that I gathered from New Hartford citizens. First question, for what town purpose do you find it justifiable to take private land under eminent domain?
Well, eminent domain's gotten a bad rap over the last couple of years because developers like me have made kind of a mockery out of it. But I think right now there, where it benefits the entire town and the townspeople, and that benefit can't be achieved by other means, then I think it's appropriate. It's kind of an ugly word for the people that are involved in it, but where I would use it right now probably would be at New Hartford Business Park, mm-hmm. because there's a little bit of a battle between the park owner and the former landowner, mm-hmm. Regarding access across Apple land by Lowe's. Denying access to the business park. I think that there's infrastructure there that would benefit the park, benefit the town, and keep the 840 whole without a whole lot of expenditures on the state, county, or local part. So I think I would probably sit down the Yeagers and the Adlers in a room and say, look, why don't you guys come to an agreement between yourselves on how to do this, because the next step would be eminent domain.
Okay. If no new business came to town, would the quality of life for residents suffer?
First of all, I don't think that would ever happen because New Hartford's a great place to do business. Mm-hmm. We started the retail influx back in 1956-57, and it's been a 50-year run for that. Mm-hmm. So, the only thing that's going to impede businesses coming to town is that we're going to probably run out of land to put them. Mm-hmm. So, if no more came, would it impact the quality of life? No. By the same token, we want the businesses that are here to impact the quality of life positively.
Do you think that pilot programs benefit the taxpayer?
In so much as you would look at it from a standpoint that something is better than nothing, yes. However, pilot programs are a little bit of a double-edged sword for us in that they take the properties that have these programs off the assessed rolls, or they do not have full value assessment on those rolls. We get sales tax revenue based on the total assessment of the town of New Hartford, the total real estate assessed valuation of the town of New Hartford. Mm-hmm. When you take off a commercial entity because of a pilot program, that decreases the value of the town, or does not increase the value of the town, and it has an impact on our sales tax revenue. So we have to be careful that we don't do it so that we get hit from both sides.
Okay. Are you committed to making all public documents available online?
Where identities are protected, yes.
Okay.
As long as it's something you could go down and get, and there's no social security numbers and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good thing for the town residents to see the documents online. I'm a big believer in open government. I'm a big believer in dissemination of information. I think that right now there's a certain distrust between the town residents and their town government. Mm-hmm. I think the town government forgot who they work for, and who the bosses really are in this town. It's not government, it's the people, and the people need to take back the government. And one of the ways that we can restore confidence in our government is to make it a little more transparent.
Okay. In 1973, there were no paid town police. To what extent is the massive increase in our police force due to the commercial development of Sangertown Mall and Commercial Drive?
I own New Hartford Shopping Center. They never should have built Sangertown Mall. Just kidding. probably 100%, but, you know, it was going to happen anyway. Back in 73, the only police force was the village police force.
Right.
And, you know, back in 56, when the shopping center here was built, the land that it's on was in the town of New Hartford, but there was nothing in the town of New Hartford then particularly, so it was annexed into the village because the village was where it was at. Now, as the town has grown exponentially and the village has stayed a little more stagnant, the town is the engine that drives the ship here. So, yes, it's definitely due to that. That's why we need to make sure that when entities such as Sangertown and Consumer Square and the Orchards and different ones and the business parks come in, that the infrastructure and the increased manpower and police protection that we provide for them matches their contribution to the town.
And would you say that these businesses are paying not only for the services but also enough to cover police retirement packages?
I don't know that.
Okay. When will there be a complete accounting of where the lost money went under Earl Reed's watch?
Should have been 6 months ago. I am distressed that the state audit has not yet begun. Quite frankly, as soon as this problem arose, which also, quite frankly, under my administration, it would not have, I would have invited the New York State Comptroller's Office to come in and do an outside audit for just the reasons that we talked about before regarding transparency of town government. People out in the town right now are feeling bushwhacked. Not only did they lose their $2.5 million, they were promised that they would be reported to on where exactly it went. No report has yet been forthcoming. I've known Earl Reed a long time. I think Earl was at the end of the line here. I think that there has been a long history of poor management in the town of New Hartford that ended, unfortunately, with Earl Reed. Was it when the recession hit? He was like the last man standing here, and is taking a little bit of the brunt for it. However, I will blame him for not pushing forward with a full reporting to the town as to where the money went.
Okay. Does the borrowing of bonds put the town in a bad financial state?
Does now, because our bond rating's down. Bonding is every business that we have out there borrows money from time to time. When it's financially reasonable to do so, we spend way too much money bonding, both with bond counsel from out of town and other ways connected with bonding that we could save money on. Where we're bonding to provide infrastructure that's going to benefit the town over a long period of time, I'm all for it. Where we are bonding for short-term purchases and short-term fixes, I think we should not do that.
Okay. Why should the town pay for any work to make a privately owned business park more accessible? Shouldn't it be the responsibility of the owner?
I think the business park got off track because it started out as a town business park and ended up as a private business park, and I think the town kind of got messed up in there in the middle. as to what was supposed to be what, which is why we had those two planning entities looking at it, and why we ended up, with a couple of buildings that were outside the purview of the planning committee that approved them. There has been a long history of developers providing their own access, and I think that where we sit down and say, okay, we'll provide some infrastructure, but you guys have to pay the freight at the end of the day. I think that could be a reasonable solution. Other than that, developers should pay for their own.
Department heads don't want to cut budgets. Nevertheless, are you committed to implementing spending cuts?
The only way to bring taxes down, property taxes down, there's two ways. You can either cut spending or increase other forms of revenue. And I think we should look at both of those. Our property tax rate increase at 54% is unconscionable. I think it's also been unconscionable that we have said there will be no tax increases. And we haven't had any tax increases in the town for 12 years. Expenses have gone up every year for 12 years, I'm sure. The cost of doing business goes up, and we have maintained our tax rate. It's easy to see why we don't have any fund balance left.
Okay.
So what I would certainly sit down with each and every department head. We need staff meetings at New Hartford. In New Hartford, we haven't had good ones in a long time, and I think that the department heads are crying to be heard. And I will institute weekly staff meetings until we get this thing under control. And I know that each and every department head out there will have some great ideas as to how we can get this budget back under control.
Does growth reach a point of diminishing returns?
Shouldn't. I think probably the initial growth is where you realize the least when you are putting in infrastructure for growth that hasn't yet reached its full potential. I think we passed that point, and now the additional growth that we add to New Hartford should do nothing more than enhance the return to the taxpayer.
What do you think of studies that show franchise box stores actually take away more jobs than they create by putting local businesses out of business?
Bad question to ask me. Oh, I don't know that the town supervisor ought to get involved in that kind of stuff. Walmart's here to stay. There's no question about that. I'm sure they put lots of mom and pops out of business. Mom and pop stores have been the stock and trade of my business here at New Hartford Shopping Center for 50 years. But nobody wants to go into retail anymore. So, I'd love to have 50 locally owned businesses in my shopping center. It's just not reasonable to do that, nor should I be against it, actually.
Okay, and my last question is, what is a book you've read recently?
The Town Budget. I actually haven't read anything too recently because I've been on the campaign trail. The last book I read was a book called The Voice, which is and it's appropriate, I guess, for today because I'm a New York Yankee fan. It's about Mel Allen.
Okay.
How old am I? Holy Toledo.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
And you didn't mention, you're on the Hamilton College radio station, and you did not mention once that I went to Williams, and I appreciate that.
I didn't know, so. All right. Well, thank you very much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Peter.
Bye now.
Bye.
And that was Bill Morris running for town supervisor. Next up, we'll hear from Pat Tuzinski. And in the meantime, we'll have a little music.
Okay, on the telephone with me, I have Patrick Tuzinski. He's also running for New Hartford Town Supervisor. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with me this morning.
And thank you.
Here are some questions that I gathered from New Hartford citizens. The first question, for what town purpose do you find it justifiable to take private land under eminent domain?
Not too many circumstances, to be honest with you. Only if it is detrimental to the town as an overall entity and to providing necessary services to its residents.
Okay. If no new business came to the town, would the quality of life for residents suffer?
No.
Do you think that pilot programs benefit the taxpayer?
I think overall it's a benefit to the taxpayer because it's a benefit to the town as a whole. Pilot payments are given out to bring, I mean, the theory is it brings new businesses into the area. And, of course, as you bring new businesses in, that brings more people to the area. It brings people who move here, start living in our town. So it adds, and then it eventually will add to the tax base because pilot payments only go for a certain length of time. Normally it's the length of the bond, and once the bond is up, then the pilot is gone, which means that the property reverts back to a taxable assessment. So you add to the tax base, you bring people here, you bring people that are going to live in the community, they're going to utilize the other services in a town, the other stores in a town. So it just helps overall to keep the economy in the town going and moving up.
Okay. Are you committed to making all public documents available online?
Well, I guess the quick answer is yes. However, with a caveat on there, because not all documents legally can be made available. I mean, you have the Privacy Acts now. There's things with regards to personnel that you can't give out. You know, just name some off the top of the board. You can't give somebody a social security number of an employee and these types of things. So there are certain things that are legally restricted to what you just can put out there. But other than that, if there's any information or any documents that are available to me as town supervisor, yeah, they're going to be made available to the town residents, to the public.
Okay. In 1973, there were no paid town police. To what extent is the massive increase in our police force due to the commercial development of Sangertown Mall and Commercial Drive?
Yes. Right. The town of New Hartford took over the Village Police Department back in the late 80s, mid to late 80s, I believe it was. It was more conducive at that point because the town needed a police department. It was growing. But to answer your question, has the development, especially a retail sector, with Sangertown, Consumer Square, et cetera, put a burden, a bigger burden on the police department? Of course it has. Retail is a lot different than manufacturing. With retail, you have crime that gets involved, shoplifting, bad checks, all this, which the police department has to get involved in. So, yes, it does require additional police and additional police budget.
And are these businesses paying enough not only for the services but also enough to cover retirement plans for the police officers?
Well, I think if you look at what the increase in the police department has been, I mean, it has been a large increase. But then again, when you look at what the assessment is for Sangertown, what the assessment is for Consumer Square, what the assessment is for the Orchard and all these other new businesses that have come up, you know, the taxes that have been received from this, yes, are far more than what the increase in the police budget has been. And you also have to remember that even though the retail puts a burden on our infrastructure, the police department, the highway department, it also looks good for other types of businesses that want to move into the area, and I'm talking about non-retail businesses, because when you have a company like Hartford Insurance that's moved up here, they like to have the availability of their employees to shop locally, shop close to where they work, go to restaurants, you know, close to where they work. So it also adds to the enhancement of bringing those other non-retail businesses to the area.
When will there be a complete accounting for where the lost money went under Earl Reed's administration?
Well, we know where the where the lost money's gone. It went to fund deficit budgets over the past 2 years. So we know where it went. It's not like it's a mystery. However, I guess if people are talking, then they want to know, you know, where that money went within the budget. It's there. You can see it. It's in the budget. You know where the money went. And there's been an audit. They just completed an audit of the 2008 figures, which was submitted by an independent CPA firm that was done just a month or two ago. So there has been an audit. And the town of New Hartford has been audited every year for, you know, as long as I can remember, going back probably at least 20 years. So there is an independent audit done by an independent CPA firm every year. So these numbers for 2009, just like 2008 and then the years before that, are going to be audited, and they'll probably be audited sometime in early 2010.
Okay. Does the borrowing of bonds put the town in a bad financial state?
It all depends on what type of bond you're talking about, because there's when you're talking municipal government, there's revenue anticipation notes, which is essentially like a bond. You have bond anticipation notes. You have tax anticipation notes. Short-term borrowing, yes, is a bad thing for any municipality, because that means they're just borrowing against future revenues, much like somebody living on their credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
However, bonding, in its sense, for big projects, for long-term projects, no, there's nothing wrong with that, because it correlates to someone who's buying a house. Very few people go out and plunk down $100,000 or $200,000 cash for a house. Most people go out and get a mortgage and spread that over 15 or 20 years and pay it that way. And it's the same thing with government. You know, when you have a drainage, stormwater drainage project, which is going to benefit the town for probably long into its future here, there's no reason to take millions of dollars out of this year's budget, okay,
mm-hmm.
to do a project that's going to last for 15 or 20 years. If you were to do that, then in 1 year, I mean, if you were to say, okay, let's take $3 million and we're going to do the stormwater drainage all in 1 year, if you just add $3 million to 1 year's budget, that's going to jump your tax rate up. You'd be going up not 54%, but you'd be going up 100 or 200 or 300% just in 1 year. So it doesn't make sense to do that. When you have those types of projects, you need to bond it out so you can keep that tax rate at the same level year in and year out.
Okay. Why should the town pay for any work to make a privately owned business park more accessible? Shouldn't it be the responsibility of the business owner?
Well, yes, I agree with that. Now, the town has taken it upon itself, and I have not read all of the documents that are involved with the business park. But yes, I mean, normally what happens is that the developer comes in and develops that. Now, there are times when pilots are given out, and that's understandable. But to go in and actually pay money, and I'm not sure that the town has done this directly. In other words, they haven't gone in and actually done work on private land. However, there were certain things done which did help out the developer in this case, and no, that shouldn't be done.
Okay. Does growth reach a point of diminishing returns?
Well, if you're an economist, you know, I guess you would say yes, because there's always a point of diminishing returns on anything. And that's why what you have to do in a town such as New Hartford is you have to have a plan, and you've got to look at it. And that's what these generic environmental impact studies help do for the town, is they will tell you where your problems are and where your problems are going to lie in the future, depending upon where the development comes in, where the growth is going to be happening in the town. So you have to have a plan, yeah, because otherwise you will be faced with that dilemma.
Okay. Department heads don't want to cut budgets. Nevertheless, are you committed to implementing spending cuts?
Yes. The first thing I'm going to do as town supervisor is I will go through every budget that's put together in the town of Hartford has supporting documents to it. And what those supporting documents are justifications, or I should say, you know, documentation from department heads, you know, detailing what everything is in the budget. And we're going to look at those supporting documents, and we're going to take a look at them, and we're going to cut the fat out. And once we do that, then what we're going to do is to restore some of these services that have been cut out of the 2010 budget. And specifically, we're going to be looking at restoring services to the Nutrition Center, the library, parks and recreations, and those things that offer quality of life to the town residents.
Okay. And what do you think of studies that show franchise box stores actually take away jobs, more jobs than they create, by putting local businesses out of business?
Well, you know, as a CPA, I've had clients who have gone out of business because of the big box stores that have come in. So, you know, I can't disagree with that study that you just quoted. However, you know, it's hard to prevent these stores from coming in. As you probably know, maybe some of your listeners know, you know, there have been a lot of municipalities that years ago tried to keep Walmart from coming in, and of course all those cases, as far as I know, were lost. So you can't legally, you know, restrict one business from coming into your area. You know, you have zoning laws, you have which basically will outline where the commercial district is, etc. But to when a company wants to move in to a place that's zoned for what their use is, you can't just say, no, we've already got a business here, so we're not going to let you in. It's just, you just legally can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And what is the book that you've read recently?
Pardon me?
What is a book that you've read recently?
I'm on Dan Brown's new book, and I can't remember the name of it. The one that he just came out with.
Okay, well,
you should know what it is.
That's a good enough answer. I'm not familiar, but I'm sure.
Well, I just started reading it, and it's his new book out, and I can never remember the name of it. I always jump into it before even I read the titles sometimes, but that's the one that I'm currently reading.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. Really
okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I enjoyed myself.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And so that was Patrick Tyczynski, also running for New Hartford Town Supervisor. So I hope that was informative to you listeners. If anyone out there has any questions or comments and would like to add to what's been said, you're certainly welcome to call up here and have your voice heard over the air. The telephone number is area code 315-859-4200. Again, that number is 315-859-4200. And we'll go back to a little music in the meantime.